Hey fans, it's producer Sean here telling you about FanDuel.com for the Puck Off guys. The first week of the NFL season is in the books. How did your fantasy team do? Did you win cash? No. Don't make that mistake again this weekend, though. Sign up for FanDuel and win cash this weekend. That's right. Your fantasy teams. I know Joe has been using FanDuel. He loves it. He is looking to win some cash. And it is easy because FanDuel is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. The money is real. The entry fees start at just $1. No season-long commitments, no upfront fees. Play each week or whenever you want. It's all up to you. Set a new lineup each week and win every week if you're good enough. FanDuel is paying out more than $10 million every single week this NFL season, but you have to play to win, so you got to sign up today. Go to FanDuel.com, click on that microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and use the code PUCK, P-U-C-K, and sign up now. And check this out, a new user special. FanDuel will match your first deposit dollar up to $200. That's up to $200 free, absolutely free. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use the code PUCK. Don't forget to use the code PUCK at FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com, F-A-N-D-U-E-L. .com. Sign up today.
All right, well, Dan, here we are once again for Puck Off.
Hey, what's up, Captain?
How are you, buddy?
I'm, you know, Frage, I'm fired up this week. I'm raring to go. I got my hockey sporting news. I got the NHL yearbook. I just football started and it actually got me like, okay, now the real sports are coming.
That's what it does.
It's like the summer of discontent is over.
We can only watch log rolling for so long.
Yeah. Oh my God, I flipped on tennis. It was like, oh my God.
When you're watching tennis, we're really in.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. So, just really fired.
I know. You got your magazines.
Yeah, I know. I went to the store. I got my magazines cause I'm still old school, even though the great people at Sideshow gave us a big iTunes. we have a new lovely producer.
Oh, come on.
Maria.
Look at Maria.
Yeah, we burned through producers. Like, I think
we burned through them, but
I think Maria's gonna stay.
She's a lot prettier than Johnny Bench.
Geez. I hope. She's a pretty girl though, and then the great Scott Christopher. He had to move on.
See, Maria's going to have a big job after this too, because all those producers get big jobs.
Yeah, exactly. Just watch on the way over here, because Johnny Bench couldn't find the car he didn't hit.
That's true. He's looking for cars to hit.
Yeah, he's bumper cars on the 405.
Well, I don't think Maria drives that way.
No, hopefully. Maybe Maria looks like she's what kind of car? We'll bring Maria over in a second because. Yeah. She's a professional. She doesn't just yell into the mic like I would.
Yeah. That's what we love about you, though.
Yeah.
Well, Joe.
You feel it's coming back. Crosby and Malkin are in Pittsburgh on the ice skating around.
Yeah,
it's ready. We're 5 weeks away from hockey, and I know one topic everyone's talking about is I actually hate him so much. I think he's so whatever the word would be. But now I remember, guys. Remember last week I was brain dead on players?
Right.
Now my encyclopedia of players is back in my head. I know everybody. Knock on wood, I know everybody. But big English words I'm not good at. But
well, that's okay.
But Carcillo was signed to a contract by the Penguins.
Oh, okay.
So you know that he's, he's one of the, he's a little bit more than a rat because he will fight. But he's basically, he's basically a rat. He's basically a hemorrhoid on the butt of the NHL hockey, and now the Penguins have him. So now we have two. we have two hemorrhoids. Yeah, we have Downey and Carcillo. People are like, well, why? Oh, look at the Penguins. Look at the Golden Boys now have it. You know what though? You got to fight fire with fire.
You know what?
The league didn't want it. Lemieux wanted to change the league. He wanted everyone to go play nice, but they're not. So you know what? We had to arm up.
Well, you did. Yeah, you know what? And that's true. I know what his idea was, but you needed to get a little chippier.
100%. And I like the idea of Carcillo more than Downey, because I think Downey is a true rat and a true guy that goes out to really hurt
cheap
people.
Shot guy.
Yeah. Where Carcillo, he's not above a little cheap shot, but he'll back it up with a fight, and he's more about running you over and chirping in the goaltender. He's more of a tough guy that is kind of an old school tough guy.
He's like a legitimate rat.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
We don't mind those guys.
No, we're going to teach Maria all the fine words of NHL Puck Off podcasting.
She already knows about we'll raps.
Yeah.
I can tell. Well, you know, your team did have to get a little bit.
Yeah, tougher. I was hoping to get. Yeah, but and I still haven't. Yeah, I should have looked it up. But Biz Nasty signed somewhere. I would like to get Rupp back. You know, 6'5", 240 in the corners. Just not a rat at all. Just a guy that leaned on people, fought the big guys. I like that. I thought we lost a lot when Rupp left, and I'd still like to get Bugsy Malone back, but. Maybe those ships have sailed, so we'll be happy with Carcillo on the fourth. Anything's better than Craig Adams getting his head pounded in.
That didn't look good.
It's all I got to say. And before I forget, I want to extend a hello or a check them out too. Is I'm affiliated with Punch Drunk, the sports podcast. I'm their hockey guru.
Do you do hockey on there?
They haven't had me on in like a year, but I used to call in like I used to be on like every week when the Kings won the first cup. They were really into hockey then.
Yeah.
I was on every and they support my column is
oh,
always
I
on
like
the,
those guys.
Is always on the front page and Sam Tripoli is one of my all-time favorite people. Yeah. One of the funniest comics around. And Teebs is cool and Ari
Jason
Shaffir.
Tebow and Ari.
Yeah. Ari needs no introduction. So,
he's blowing up. He's blowing up.
But those guys are cool. So they always said, "Hey, since we help you out a lot, you know, we're on their site, like we're their hockey podcast."
Yeah, those guys are awesome.
So we want to give them a little shout out. And I spaced last time. So, Sammy, there you go. Listen in. You heard it. So now, at the end of the year, a fan, and I'm sorry, I forget his name right now. A great fan said, "You know what I want you guys to do? I want you guys to pick an all-star team."
From each conference,
all four conferences, and then who would be the best one, and what do you guys think?
It was a real cool idea.
It was a real cool idea, and we put it off for a while, and then unfortunately, our guest this week had a family issue, so he could be here, our hockey dad.
We were going to have the hockey dad.
We were going to bring him back, though.
Driving someone to a game. In Winnipeg.
It's
a long
the best.
Drive.
You know, when you crack me up like that, it's like I don't laugh that easy.
you don't. And that's,
I don't laugh.
I feel good about
getting
a laugh out of you. You're a tough crowd.
Killing it at noon on a Monday, on a rainy Monday. It's hockey.
It's going to rain, right?
It's hockey. Rain. It did rain, didn't it? Yeah.
I don't know.
It rained.
Well, we're ready for hockey. It makes you feel like fall's coming.
It's just so ready for hockey. So,
you know, I had what was his name? Tweedley. Sean Tweedley. You know Tweedley? He's a comic from Toronto.
Oh, my God. Another – we got to get him on here.
Big Leafs fan. We got to get him on here. And he told a funny joke. I can't remember how the joke went, but it was something about one of the Leaf players. He goes, if he was on a penalty shot, he'd dump it in the corner. That's pretty funny, right?
Hey, we're going to use that one.
Yeah.
I wish you wouldn't have said Tweedley's name. It would have been genius.
Yeah, we could have stolen the joke. We can't do that because Maria's here. And
Maria's our
policing
everything. Quality control.
Yeah.
Maria's our goon.
Yeah,
you see the comics.
Messes with this.
No one messes with Maria.
When
she comes over the glass, she comes over the boards.
You don't want to see that.
It's all over.
Yeah,
it's all over. We want to stop 5 minutes before we have to and bring Maria on the mic.
Yeah, we got to find out more about Maria.
More about Maria. Oh, about Maria. That's the song they sang on Seinfeld. Remember, like that's
Maria.
Yeah.
And I like this idea of the all-star game for each all-star team for each conference.
I do too. It was a lot of fun putting it together. I got to say,
you're good at it because you know all the players.
Well, I
know three of them.
Well, the big three. So I'll read them off, and
right.
then you can.
I'll comment on the ones I know.
Comment and also throw in, make your little not digs, but you know.
All right.
We'll start with the Metro. Okay, so we'll go by. Here's the 12 I picked in the lines, and then I'll put the add-ons, the ones that almost made the squad or could make the squad. Or
right.
You want to email or tweet or whatever back at me on your decisions. So the Metro Conference, the top line, the big line, the Penguin line, Malkin, Crosby, and Chris Kunitz, you're Olympian. So
I got no problem with that line.
Not you shouldn't.
No.
Second line, Jaromir Jagr. And I, oh, it's just for those, if I put you where I put the people where they played the wings.
Right.
So I didn't. I'm not Dan Bylsma. I don't think left wings can play right wings or right wings. The only ones I switched up were if you're a center, I figured you can play both sides.
But
that's why. So if there's a little bit that's where I did it pretty much like a homework assignment. I hope to get an A on. So. All right. Yager, your right wing, John Tavares and Patrick Elias, the devil. People, they don't get the devil's credit.
Are all good players.
Yes. Next line, Marty St. Louis, Eric Staal. Remember, Carolina's in that division. And yeah. I put Scardy Hartnell over in Columbus. You can either him or Simmons, but Simmons is actually a right wing, I believe. So that's why he didn't. Wayne Simmons, a Flyer.
You got him there as a reserve, though.
A reserve, yeah. I would put him. I'd like to put him in. And then the next line, the Capitals, Ovechkin, Nicholas Backstrom, and I had to put Claude Giroux.
Man, you really had to go out on a limb for that guy.
put
you don't
Giroux.
Like him.
No.
A lot of people do.
A lot, you know, and he's he makes me sick. So hopefully, I would scratch him. I would scratch him. Healthy scratch.
An unhealthy scratch.
Yeah, well, you know, he's probably suspended for grabbing. He'd probably be grabbing the linesman's butt.
He got in trouble.
Guys in the press box riding the stationary bike between periods. Wayne Simmons, Ryan Johansson of your Columbus Blue Jackets, two Rangers, Derek Stepan, Carl Hagelin, and the Reverend. Nathan Horton Heat. And if he wasn't injured, he would have made the squad. I love the Reverend.
Oh, yeah, he's good, man.
I love the Reverend. Yeah. Now, this is where it gets interesting here on the defenseman.
Now, look who you actually picked, though. I can't believe you picked Letang.
Yeah, well, you know, and this isn't a homer pick. I mean, he's one of the six.
I like him.
You do.
I always have said that. I like the guy. I like his style of play. You don't like him.
I love him at $3.5 million. At $8.7, can you back check?
Well,
can you play a little defense?
Okay, I got you on that.
Yeah. Jack Johnson, your Columbus Blue Jackets.
Got a lot of Blue Jackets in here.
You know what? Honestly,
Johnson's a good player.
Yeah, yeah. I tried to mix up a little
former
bit.
Former king.
He's the one that got you Gabrick.
Yep. Well,
I'm not Gabrick. He's the one that got you Jeff Carter.
Well, I love him for that.
Yeah, yeah. It was a big, big upsell. Then we got two Rangers. Letang and Jack Johnson. Two Rangers: Ryan McDonough and Joe Girardi. Just love Girardi or Dan Girardi. Joe Girardi is the Yankee manager.
But let's get him in there too.
Yeah, he could probably play.
Yeah.
And then the defense, I was not sold. It got tough.
So you have a lot of guys on reserve.
A lot of guys in reserve. Olimata. I love Olimata. Could have been rookie of the year definitely defensive rookie of the year. Got Matty Niskanen. Now he's a Capital. Mike Green, I think, completely overrated. But I'll put him under name only.
How about Staal?
Yeah, he has to come back. He played good. He played great in the playoffs. Hell, he knocked the hell out of Crosby. I don't have anything against him. I don't think he achieved. I think McDonough and Girardi became the two best on the Rangers. So I didn't want to go three deep. I think 2 years ago he would have been a no brainer almost.
Oh yeah,
Brendan Coburn, the Flyers, a solid defenseman. I think it just makes this they're not that good on defense. This team.
Well, they're not, but you did pick two Flyers.
Yeah,
so you're
and Andy McDonald. He's now a Flyer. He was a Flyer middle of the year last year, but he was famous for the island. Your netminders, the King. King Hendrick.
Got to go with him.
Yes. The Flower. I need to get some
Wow, you're picking the Flower. You actually had nice things to say about him this year.
I love the Flower. And Bobrovsky, Serge.
Oh, yeah, I like Serge. You know, he played very well. He's a good goalie.
Oh, yeah. Thank God he's on the Flyer.
Yeah. Played well in the Olympics.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Now, even the coaches were tough. It's funny because you think, oh, the East is going to be – and you get by Crosby and Malkin and, Tavares. It's like they're not it's not as well as you think. So the coaches I picked, Elaine Vigneault of the New York Rangers.
That'd be my pick.
Peter DeBoer. Of the Devils, I think he's a good coach.
And good coach.
Todd Richards of the Columbus Blue Jackets, I picked.
Yeah, I noticed that. And then you had an asterisk with Mike Johnson.
Yeah, I just put the old Penguins coach because the anti-plasma vote. Like anybody but plasma.
Vigneault, I think, is my pick on that.
Yeah.
He did a good job this year.
That was what I just picked the two guys that, you know, the assistant coaches. Yeah. That was like, Vigneault is my bench boss.
Yeah, he's the one. I thought he was a great coach.
He's the one. Now, wait till you see this, the Atlantic Division.
Atlantic, look out for this.
Well, I want to do the coaches first. Look at these coaches. Compare the coaches to this now. You got your head coach, Babcock.
Well, yeah. You know, you and I agree.
The best in the business.
He's the best, right?
His assistants, Claude Julien and Mike Therrien.
Wow.
I mean, that's a hell of a practice.
Yeah, someone's got you're going to have a hard time splitting the whistle up.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about look at the gold. Now, I mean, so we say that, you know, someone wants to pick who would win. So my Atlantic team, basically, I think it smokes.
This Atlantic team is good.
Yeah, I think it smokes the Metro Division. Just right now, I mean, just the goaltenders. Your guy number one in the net.
Well, Carey Price.
Carey Price,
my favorite.
Carey
He's
Price.
The best. He's the best out there.
There's
some good ones. Yeah. Well, these other two you have in this division are both good.
Yeah, I mean, Tuukka
Rask is pretty awesome, too.
And your guy.
And Jimmy Howard.
Jimmy Howard. I mean, nice having Jimmy Howard at number three.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I like Carey Price, man.
You can't beat Carey. I tell you, I mean, Carey Price and Tuukka Rask. No one has the 1-2 in this All-Stars Summit tournament, whatever you want to say,
right.
that these guys have. Now we'll go back up to the forwards.
Up to the top. Okay, we're going.
Up to the top. We'll go. A lot of Bruins here. We got Krejci and Krejci centering Bobby Ryan, former Duck, now in the Ottawa Senators organization. And of course, got to have Luch.
Luch is
not being
there, man.
You know, Luch is on the top line.
Well, as much as he annoyed me in the playoffs this year with his attitude, he is really good.
Oh, he's...
We couldn't stop him.
No, you couldn't. And you knew size was going to be the difference in that series.
Yeah.
And finally, I guess Claude Julien just kicked Luch in the ass and just said, Luch, just stay in front of the net. Well, he basically stared. He basically, you know, stared.
He just parked there. We had no answer.
No one does. That's why he's the Luch. Second line, probably the best second line center in hockey, Patrice Bergeron from the Boston Bruins. He's flanked by James Van Riemsdyk. And I picked another Boston Bruin who he's the greatest rat. He's the best rat in hockey because he's a little bit above a rat. Yeah. He is a rat, but he scores big goals.
Rat plus.
Brad Marchand.
Yeah.
Because I had to fill in the sides, and he's a left winger. Next up, your guys, Datsyuk and Zetterberg.
Well, you got to go with those two guys. And Datsyuk, to me, is still one of the most exciting
players. He's a witch. It's funny because every now and then on this show, and it's my fault, I forget to put him up in the top 5-6. It's an insult. I apologize to the Zach Wood family.
I love the guy, man. He's just unbelievable.
He really is. He's like Captain Ron with witch skills. Just does everything.
His skill sets.
Everything great.
Forget it.
And you saw when he came back in the playoffs, it was like, it was Lemieux-like, and how do you just, you know, walk out of a training room and dominate
like
that?
Well, that's the thing. And you got to, if he stays healthy, he's dangerous.
Oh,
that's his whole thing. He's had injuries, but
he's getting up there now. Yeah. Also in Atlanta, Phil Kessel,
the newly arrived.
Hey, he had a couple good. He's playing great. He's finally living up to all the hype in Toronto. It's impossible almost to live up to the hype in Toronto because of all the hype. Yeah. Now this was a tough third line. It's kind of a mix and match or fourth line, if you will. We got Steven Stamkos. He could be on the top line.
I love Stamkos.
Oh yeah, he would be on the top line. Except I just wanted to have another center. He can play center.
Well, another guy coming off injury.
Yeah,
that has super skills.
Yeah, I mean, top five, top six.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Then we got Jonathan Huberdeau of the Florida Panthers.
Wow, you got a Panther on here.
Huberdeau is good. He's an up and comer. You watch as things fall right. He's going to be in the All-Star game because they have to pick somebody from Florida. But that brisk tea is getting me. And a Canadian, kind of a crap disturber, but he scores big goals and he put him on the All-Star team there. Max Pacioretty.
You like Pacioretty, huh?
I like Pacioretty. And like some of the guys I picked a couple. I didn't pick all of the flash and gun guys completely. You know, there's a little sandpaper in on every team.
You need that.
Yeah, and then the guys that sit in the press box, we got Ryan Callahan, who's now in Tampa Bay, who I could easily put in anywhere.
Yeah,
and I love Brandon Gallagher of the Montreal Canadiens. He's a little midget who just gets the job done.
Yeah,
he's like a young Daniel Briere.
No, he's good too. And all right, let's move on to defense. Now we got to put Chara on there.
Well, yeah, I think this is where this separates the men from the boys. On the fantasy is you got Boston's Chara and Dennis Seidenberg.
Yeah.
And then your next pairing.
My favorite.
P.K. Subban with Nicholas Cronwell. How great of a pairing would that be?
you let
Subban float anywhere he wants,
yep.
And then people get cocky, and they go two-on-one, and they're looking at the puck. And then Cronwell just put him in the
Wipes
next year.
Him up. Lights him up.
Looking down. Oh, I'm going to admire my pass at center ice against a 2-on-1.
Did you see Subban's suit that he was wearing in the thing?
Oh, look at it. I actually have a sweet Subban.
Yeah, there it is. Look at him, man. Look how cool he looks.
Yeah. This week's hockey news, Subban in the orange that's traffic cone.
That's shark skin.
Yeah.
That's Caltrans.
Yeah.
He's pimped out.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He was my the guy I was most impressed with last season of all in hockey.
Yeah.
I just think his style of play is wow.
Yeah, if he would have went on, I mean, well, he went to the Eastern Conference Finals. He was just a little bit away from he was just a shade behind Doughty.
Yeah,
as far as I thought, just the best defenseman in the playoffs.
Doughty was
awesome. Doughty was just ridiculous. Yeah. But so was Subban. And Subban did more for his team than Doughty did for his team, in the sense that the Kings are a much better team than
Doughty had more help than
the Canadians. Yeah. I mean, I don't even know. I mean, Doughty did so much. That might not even be correct to say that, but just that Subban just put that team on his back.
Yeah, he did.
I love the guys that like get better when Therrien's the coach. Like Malkin got better because Therrien will just get on you, and you either wilt or you become great. Subban was a healthy scratch. Subban, can you believe Subban was scratched?
Yeah, come on, what was that?
I mean, like, wow. You got to be kidding me. And then we got Erik Karlsson coming back from all of his Matt Cook injuries, they say it takes like a year and a half to get all the way back, so. But you know he's Victor Hedman from the Tampa Bay Lightning is finally putting his big frame to use. So that's your
he's
six.
Big.
That's your six, and then also in the press box, I'll probably get hell for this, and he's not Bobby Orr, and he's not Dennis Potvin, but I like the way Radigudas plays hockey.
You got to put him in Tampa Bay. Just the name,
yeah. I just love the way he clears the crease. He's a little dirty, he's an old school defenseman. Just doesn't get his name in the paper too much. Willie Mitchell,
I thought played great for the Kings.
Oh, he played great for the Kings. He played great.
I'm surprised they let him get away. Remember we ran into Darrell Evans last week
yes.
for the Kings, and he was saying, "Well, we wish we could have kept him."
Yeah,
obviously,
I would have. He had two series-ending goals. I believe he definitely had two game-winning goals. I think he had the cup-winning goal, and didn't he have he had the goal against the Blackhawks too? I believe
he did against Chicago.
He had both series-clenching goals.
How do you let that guy go, man? I'd try to keep him, man.
I would have tried to keep him too, but I like how they kept Green. I like how they kept Matt Green.
They did keep a lot of their guys.
They
that
kept
was
Matt
the only
Green
guy that really got away.
Yeah, for some reason, and it seemed to me when Daryl said he'll come on, so we're going to hold him to it because he'll be in the mothership building.
Yeah, we're
going to KLOS. So we'll hold him to it. He couldn't have been a nicer guy, but he's higher on Reguer than I am, and I think a few people are higher on Reguer than I am. I'm not as high on Reguer, and to me, when Reguer was scratched. Unhealthily scratched, he was hurt. Then Green came in. That's when they started winning games.
Well, but here's the thing: when you don't want to let a guy go that's a game-winning scorer, you know, from defense especially.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that guy scored some game winners.
Yeah.
Big game winners.
Yeah. No, I know. It's hard. Well, you know, Dave Bolin scored the cup-winning goal when Chicago let him go. So that doesn't ensure you know, your job.
No,
but but you know, other thing too is that Darryl was saying was I didn't know Mitchell was like 38 years old.
Oh, is he? Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty old.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize he was that old.
No,
I didn't think he was young, but that's,
that factors in though.
That factors in, and you know, the Kings. They, you know, I'm not gonna. First of all, it's Luke, and Luke's won two cups in 3 years, so you can't sit here and say you can't knock the job Luke has done.
He's done a good job.
Yeah, you know, and I guess he's not the official general manager. That's Dean Lombardi, but, you know, I'm sure.
Both those guys.
You know, and they got the number one thing is they had to keep Gabrick. If everybody but Doughty left on the blue line, then then so be it. But they kept Gabrick.
That's
so,
my player of the year.
Yeah. He, Captain Clutch.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Or assistant captain. The other two guys we got is Anton Strawman, who's now in Tampa Bay. He came from the Rangers. He was assigned as a free agent. And then Dmitry Kulikov of your Florida Panthers. I like that guy.
Yeah, he's good.
He's a good old-fashioned Russian, solid defenseman. You know, he's – I don't want to say he's like Konstantinov, but he's in that – He's in the Nicholas Cronwell kind of
tough to be up at where Konstantinov.
No, yeah, exactly. I was just trying to think of a Russian, but he's not as kind of dirty as Casper Reitis was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The ghost. I love Casper.
The ghost, man.
I love Casper. Okay,
all right,
the East versus the Atlantic.
With the East.
The Atlantic over the Metro. I don't think there's really any doubt about it.
Yeah.
You
gotta go Atlantic on that.
Yeah, because I just think the defense is a question. You know, when Letang is leading your defense, we've all seen what that gets you.
I knew you'd give him a shot.
and the goaltending and the coaching. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you got your good coaches there too.
Yeah.
I gotta go Atlantic.
Yeah.
All right, now we're moving the Pacific Division to the West.
To the West.
And
so as I did with my mistress team,
right?
I just went the top line is the top line. You win the cup, you get to be in the all-star team.
Yep, that's right. Exactly. You just put there.
Yeah,
and that, you gotta love that line.
Yeah,
Gabrick, Kopitar, and Brown. How do you argue with that?
No, that's the. I mean, it's like, hey, it's like when the Penguins won the cup 25 years ago. They just said. The all-star, the front line was Tockett, Lemieux, and Stevens. It's like the same thing here. Front line, Gabrick, Kopitar, and Dustin Brown. Dustin's the best leader. He's the captain of this team.
He is the captain.
Now,
look. And I love this. You got two ducks and a king.
Yeah, look how loaded the second line is. You got.
I love that line, man.
You got Getzlaff, arguably the best captain in center in hockey.
Guy is so good.
We've said it many times, but how do you – Score a goal in a playoff game, take a puck in the face, and have your kid born all in 12 hours.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he's been more of a man in 12 hours than I've been in 44 years.
We could all use a little bit of that.
Yeah.
That guy was really something.
He's,
and what a player.
Oh, that's
amazing. I saw him make a play in the Olympics that I still can't believe. A guy his size could have that kind of maneuverability.
Yeah, he's he's an ox.
And then the other two guys I love too. Jeff Carter, I love that guy. What a player.
Yeah, we got Carter on right wing because he can play center. So, I mean, you talking about giving Getzlaff two sharpshooters and Corey Perry.
Yeah.
That's like
two. What a line. I like that line, man.
50-goal scoring right there. The third line, we'll call it the underachievers.
Right.
It's all Sharks. It's funny because you make up this list.
It's all Sharks.
You make up this list, and there's so many Sharks on this list, and you're like, how do they choke every year?
I know.
They choke every year. So it's Marlowe, Thornton, and Joe Pavelski, who I love.
Pavelski's great, man.
He's going to be the captain. He should be. I don't know why they just didn't do it, but love Pavelski. Now, this is funny because now the fourth line is we reunited, and it feels so good. All the Canucks.
We brought them back.
Kessler rejoins the Sedin twins. And I honestly, I thought they stunk last year, and I wasn't going to put them on this line, but because Ian Bagg is a friend of the show.
You're doing this with a bag man, huh?
No, well, yeah. No, I mean.
You know what? I'll tell you what, though. They are, talent-wise, they're super talented, but they always sort of underachieve so far.
They always underachieve in the playoffs, except for the year they went to the finals. But last year they underachieved in the regular season. I mean, I'm sure they wanted Tortorella out. I don't know why they signed the extension right when he got named the coach. They signed extensions. I'm like, I thought they'd be like finding their passports when they got Tortorella. And
Kessler's a great player. And where do you go, St. Louis?
Kessler is now picking the Ducks.
Oh, we went to Ducks.
Yeah.
Oh, what a pickup.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, the arms race. Everyone's got two centers now, except the Avalanche because they traded one of theirs.
Yeah. Kessler's a great player.
Yeah, Kessler was a no-brainer for this team. And then your guys riding in the press box for the forwards would be Sean Monahan of the Calgary Flames. Great rookie. He'll easily make this team next time. The Phoenix Coyotes captain, Shane Doan. If you want, I could see him easily stepping in the Henrik Sedin's center spot there.
Sure.
A little sandpaper. And then another Shark, Logan Couture. But he didn't off year last year, so. Or it was him or Marlowe. I gave Marlowe the benefit of the doubt. Now, here is where we now look at this defense group.
Defense, wow, look at this.
Yeah, the first defense pairing, you got Drew Doughty. I think the best defenseman in
I
hockey.
I would say yes, yeah.
Now, an underrated guy, because he plays in the desert, no one even sees him when he's there. And he has the funniest name. He sounds like a wrestling manager, Oliver Ekman Larson.
I think he is. He's managing Batista.
Yeah, yeah. The old he used to manage the marvelous, the magnificent Morocco.
Yeah.
Now here's a little bit of here's what I had to think about. I took two Sharks. I took Justin Braun. He did a little off year last year, but I took him. And then another three named guy, Mark Edward Vlasic of the Sharks. Great defenseman. I stand by that pick.
And not a bad pickle. Now, let me ask something. Do you like to keep the teams, if you can, that are defense teams that are from a team? That
yes.
They know each other. They get the chemistry going.
That's what Olympic teams did that.
That's what they do, yeah.
Yeah, the Olympics team did that, yeah.
Because it's important to have your defensemen on the same page.
Absolutely. I even tried to keep the forward lines together. That's what I was doing that too. But yeah, no, absolutely. Last line of defense, 5-6 pairing, Kevin Bieksa of the Vancouver Canucks. I think Vancouver all were down last year. I like Bieksa. He moves the puck. He hits people. He plays a little steam. He gets a little burr in his saddle. Yeah. And then a guy that's very, very, very underrated from your Anaheim Ducks, Francois Beauchemin.
And I like the way you put the breakdown on his name.
Yeah, because I was afraid you were going to look at me like, who the hell is that guy?
Beauchemin.
Yeah. No, I always help out the captain.
You do. You do.
That's why I wear the A on this show.
I need a lot of help.
That's why I wear the A on this show.
You get an assist on that, yeah, for sure.
So.
But I know who you're talking. Yeah, I know he's a good defenseman.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. He got run out of town. I didn't see enough Toronto games to know why he didn't do well in Toronto. But he got run out of town.
Well, that town, if they get on you,
yeah,
you know. But he played well for the Ducks.
Yeah. Now the rise riding the pine. I think this Ian Alex Edler. Alex Edler, the Vancouver Canucks, will have back come down and MF him for an hour.
Oh, sure, he doesn't like it.
I'm sure. He had a tough year. And then two Kings, Slava Voynov and Jake Muzzin.
You know, Jake Muzzin, I thought played great in the finals.
Yeah, I was gonna put him instead of like Brown. But or Braun. But let's give everyone. He's still a young cat, and then he's still a young cat. I love Voynov too. Dan Hamsley of your Vancouver Canucks, and then another Shark who played forward last year, who I would have put in the forward division because I just love his game, Brett Burns.
Brett Burns.
But now he's playing defense again. So just goes to prove. Oh, we didn't do the.
Let's get the netminders.
Yeah.
Well, who are you gonna pick? Come on, it's got to be.
It's got to be quick. So that's why when you say Carey Price is the best. I like.
Well,
Quickie.
No, okay, Quickie. Yeah,
I like Quickie. But it's you are the goaltending genius of this show.
Those
though.
Are your top man, two. Because I man, played in junior.
The,
high.
Exactly, you're the man. You are
going well, junior high hockey. Actually,
junior. Well, you were high there, I was in high. Junior hockey.
Yeah, come on. And then John Gibson. Well, yeah. Really, John Gibson. Yeah.
I didn't know who to pick. I honestly was like, you know, who am I going to pick? Ryan Miller. Who am I going to pick? Niemi? I mean, we just last week we just you know ripped Niemi's character to shreds.
Yep. Yeah, you get it.
Okay. The third guy would be the second guy, Mike Smith of the Phoenix or the Arizona Coyotes. I was looking at my hockey news and I'm like, where the hell are the Phoenix Coyotes? Like, I know I'm not the brightest guy, but I know alphabetical order, and I'm just like, oh, that's right.
Now it is the Arizona. Really?
Yeah, it's Arizona. Now.
Wow.
So the people in Mesa don't feel excluded.
Well, Mesa is important.
We got when rooting for their
keep
hockey
them
team.
In the loop. But Mike Smith is a good goalie.
Yeah. Oh, he's a great goalie. Yeah. He's a great goalie. He wasn't up to last year. The Coyotes were a little down.
They didn't give him a lot of help.
And then your coaches, of course, Mr. Sutter,
D. Sut, as we call him.
Yeah, Mr. Sutter is the boss. Assistants is there Arizona's bench boss Dave Tippett, and a totally can you imagine? I mean, he's like the you know Bobby Hurley's dad.
Yeah,
you know how he like doesn't have a gym and doesn't have any money, and he's like that guy in the NHL.
Yeah, right.
Like they practice in like a high school, you know, like they don't have uniforms, like they you know like they have to wash their own uniforms in Arizona. Like, he's like that guy.
Sharpen their own skates.
Yeah, yeah. They like. I remember reading about him in Sports Illustrated, just like how what a shoestring because they're just bankrupt.
Yeah,
yeah. You know? Yeah. And Todd McAllen from the Sharks, who I think is a great coach. I can't explain.
We can't explain that folder Rooney.
No, I can't explain the folder Rooney. But you know, I mean, half the other teams.
Hey,
I
coached great up until then.
Right, and who am I? You think I'm actually going to put barbecue on this list?
No, of course not. It's
I forgot
name.
That teaser. I forgot I was going to tease.
The one name I knew would not be on here.
I forgot I was
and you know what? Daryl Sutter is just an amazing coach. You got to give him a lot of credit. I mean, he, you know, when he does those press conferences, you're like, well, does he know anything? I mean, he's so bland and he doesn't say anything. And
right.
But he is sharp as they get.
Yeah.
There's no better coach.
I think that. I don't know much about the modern. I'm not the modern athlete, but I think when you get to that level, you have to have the respect of the players, and he has the respect of the players, and that's all that really matters. Because he'll never lose a locker room because he's Daryl Sutter.
And I think
if you don't listen to him, who you can listen to?
Well, his mild mannered personality, I think he's still pretty tough. He's tough on the guys.
Oh yeah,
you know. I mean, you don't mess with that coach.
No, you don't mess with Sutter. You know, and look at the. I mean, he brings up the young kids really well. He gives them a little juice, and then he sits them down.
Yeah, he does.
Gives them a little juice. Look at Toffoli was up a couple years ago, and then he was gone. And you're like, what happened to Toffoli?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't give it to them all right away.
King rode the bench a little bit last year. Nolan's kid rode the bench a lot last year. Guys that won the cup with him and really. Played great 2 years ago, you know. Just he makes him earn it. I mean, look, he had Green, the guy I'm happy they re-signed. He was a healthy scratch half that season last year, and he wore the A when he played.
Well, you know, I had Luke on my KLOS show, and Luke was saying that he goes, you know, the coach doesn't like to give the rooks, you know, an easy shot.
Right,
they got to earn it.
Right,
you know,
that just earns them respect. You know.
Well, yeah, I think it does. And also, you know, they probably, even if you're really a talented player, you still need some seasoning when you're new. So I think that's how he feels. He just trusts the vets.
Well, that used to be the under Shiro, that used to be the Penguin thing is they would come up, and if they looked really good, they would send them down just to send them down to see how they react to it.
Right.
To see if they pout about it or if they're like, okay, I'm going to work a little harder. Well, and then they see how they act, and they're taking it well, and then they move them back up.
I think there's some truth to that. You know, it's funny. I was talking to Jay Johnstone, the baseball guy who I do my other podcast with, about that. I was saying, what's it like when they send a major leaguer down to the minors? You know, it doesn't matter whether it's hockey or baseball or whatever. It's still that come down. You know, you're like, oh, man, I got to go ride on a bus now. You know, and he goes, you know, just what you said. He goes, the coaches look for, you know, what the attitude is. Some guys will just take it and go, you know what, you're right, I need to work on stuff, I'm going to do it.
Right.
And other guys will pout and you know, get upset, and then that is a knock against you.
Right.
You know?
No, it's 100% the truth.
You know, and I think that's sometimes why they do it, especially with the younger players.
Right, like really young guys, yeah. You know.
Well,
because you need them to overcome. I mean, hockey is a tough game. It's not all roses and
right.
Whatever that saying is.
Plenty to be learned. And, you know, minor league hockey's tough, too.
Oh, minor league, yeah. It's a rougher game.
Yeah.
Because a lot of teams want fighting. A lot of teams want cheap shots because that's what gets people.
That's what gets the
that's
fans
what people in. And, you know, whatever, like the southern towns or the small towns to come out and see him, you know.
Yeah. You know, did I tell you that quick story? You know, when I went to see the Wranglers play in Vegas, when I was performing in Vegas, and I'm there and I'm at the game, and somebody got cut, a puck in him, and he got cut, and he's bleeding on the ice. So come running down the stands is the guy from the improv that runs the show, Carl. You know Carl, you work there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Carl. I go, where's Carl? He's got a towel and a bucket, and he's running down to the bench. I go, wait, he's going from comedy to hockey.
Yeah.
I don't know why I threw that in there.
No. It's a great story. It's a great story. I need that bucket every now and then at the improv myself.
I need a cut, man.
Yeah. Can you run down with a bucket of booze?
All right. Now we're moving over to the West Central.
First of all,
I love that lineup. That last.
Yeah. Line, really. You can't beat that lineup. I mean,
the West the Pacific.
You can't. I think they were the best. Well, we'll see, but
we'll see because the Central looks pretty good too.
Yeah, I think they're the best selection of forwards, and I think they're the best forwards in very close in defense, and as far as goaltending, you can't
not the best.
In goaltending, you can't beat Quickie. But yeah. All right. So now the Central. This one has a lot of your favorites.
And you've kept a lot of them together.
A lot of them together.
The Blackhawk line.
We got Taze surrounded by Patrick Sharp and Patrick Kane.
Man, they don't get any better than that.
No, Jonathan Taze, your best center in the league, best captain in the league. You know, him and Getzlaff and Sid can fight over that in their spare time. Then I brought the kid from Colorado, McKinnon.
No, I love that kid. Everybody does.
Everybody does.
He was the best rookie.
Yeah, best rookie. And I brought his buddies. We got Landeskog, the captain of the Avalanche. Just a great player. Blood, guts, grits, big time scorer. Just a guy that, you know, he's gonna be in the Hall of Fame someday. I'm not trying to put over praise him, but just he's that type of guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's like a Messier type of guy. And then
Iggy.
Iggy's on the Avalanche.
I know, what a pickup. That was the other great pickup.
Yeah. It was the thing that's probably going to change. I mean, and I'm taking nothing away. And Briere, I mean, other than losing Stastny, I thought that was like, if they didn't lose Stastny, I'd pick them to win the Central just because I think, Chicago's going to take their foot off the gas a little bit. They have to.
They have to, yeah. All right, your next line. I like this next line.
The next line is your Dallas Stars. Jamie Benn.
Jamie Benn's a great player.
Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin. You know, which we get Burr on here. We can go through that again. he gave up on Tyler, and he'll get because he partied too much. And it's like, yeah. Well, Tyler Seguin, Dallas ain't giving him back. And then Marian Hossa.
Yeah,
just
still
a great
player. Yeah,
great play, tough. Just, you know, it's the thing with all the talk about, you know, Carcillo and, you know, Downey and these cats. It's like, Hossa's a tough player. I mean, Hossa goes in the corners. He gets beat up. He just, you know, he doesn't whine. He doesn't, you know, he's just an internally tough player.
Well, we're still mad at him in Detroit, but.
Yeah.
But he is a good player.
They're still mad at him in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
He's still booed every time he touches the puck in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but he's a good player.
He's a good player. Yeah.
And then your next line I like too.
Yeah, we got your Minnesota Wild.
Yeah.
Represented with Zach Parise.
Great player, man.
Yeah, we didn't forget him. Paul Stastny, now of your St. Louis Blues. Unfortunately, not of your Colorado Avalanche. And then TJ Oshie.
I love that kid, man.
TJ Oshie's great.
Everyone saw that Olympic moment. That was one of the greatest things I've ever seen in hockey.
Yeah, he saved Blausman. he saved Blausman's coaching butt.
He did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Something Sid hasn't done in 5 years.
And caused Putin to leave the arena.
Yeah.
In a huff.
Yeah.
That was a great moment.
We barely got Ovi and Gino out alive after that. He almost puts in the electric chair. Just look at that scoring. Look at the scoring on like all those lines.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Those are pretty good lines.
I mean, Stastny surrounded by Ochi and Pre. That is speed on speed,
hands on hands.
And then I look at when that line. I can't wait to watch the Avalanche this year.
Oh, they're going to be really
Landeskog. I mean, Landeskog and Iginla. They're going to have the puck for complete periods in the corner. Like, how do you know? I mean, because Iginla played great last year.
Oh, he's a great player.
He didn't tire out like he did in Pittsburgh. He tired out. I know, I should say that. Blazma put him on the wrong side. Coach Bartnik has him on his normal right wing.
Once again, it's just go down.
It's like, you know, what? Hey, he comes to Pittsburgh. No, we're not going to play him with Sid. We're going to play him on the third line on the left side.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Disco?
But it's Disco.
It's Disco.
If they kept Stastny, look out.
Yeah, really. But I guess I guess that's one thing we got to get this year for when we start for season two, fastly approaching our anniversary show.
Yeah,
We got to get a dyed true Colorado Avalanche fan. We haven't had an Avalanche fan.
I got to know an Av fan. I don't know.
Chris Voth moved from Denver, but I don't know if he's a hockey guy. You need to know Chris Voth.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's an I don't know if he's a hockey guy.
I know I've got to know a Denver fan. I mean, an Avalanche fan. I'll find one.
Yeah, we'll find one. But, I mean, we'll see what they think of that.
Let's look at the defense. Let's look at the D.
The defense is easy. The defense is easy. Oh, you know what? No, we got to show the guys riding.
This is your bench guys.
This is how intense this is. Look at the guys riding the bench. Tomas Steen had like 40 for St. Louis.
And he's on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, 40 with Captain Kangaroo's your coach is like impossible. I mean, you know, you got James Neal. I had to put him there. I mean, hey, if I want someone to slash someone when no one's looking, I'll call upon James Neal.
Sometimes you need that.
David Backes, great tough center.
Yeah, he's good.
Matt Duchene, who's now, you know, still with the people forget about him because he was kind of dinged up last year for the Avalanche. The Avalanche still got him. And then a Pittsburgh boy got Brandon Saad. Got a Pittsburgh boy out here.
Look at your defense.
Oh, just Seabrook and Keith. Duncan Keith is right there.
Yeah, he's great.
With Subban and Doherty is just the best. Yep. The best.
Seabrook's good too.
Yeah, Seabrook's great. So kept that pair together. Yep. Then you have the old Nashville Predator pair of Shea Weber, Shea Weber is like Superman. He is, and then Suter, who's now in Minnesota, took the money and run. Steve Miller
going to help them. Yeah,
yeah. You know, I mean, you know, we shine Minnesota a lot, but you know, he got him in the playoffs. So what can you say?
And you got to love Steve Miller.
yeah, exactly. I am the Joker. So then the bottom six. Take your pick from Captain Kangaroo's guys in St. Louis: Shattenkirk, Bo Meester, Peter Angelo. You know, it's six one way, half dozen the other.
Yeah.
The goaltenders, the netminders, we have Corey Crawford.
You know Crawford. Wow. I mean, you know, to me he's hit and miss, but a lot more hit. I mean, when he's pretty good. Pretty good. And he was great in the playoffs, but he had those weird moments.
Yeah. Well, he's not Jonathan Quick.
No, he's not. He's just a step below.
Yeah, he's a step, but he's
good.
Yeah. I think I would say he's probably like the fourth best. I think he's in the top five.
I'd say five.
Because I would take Tuukka over him. I would take Price over him.
Yeah.
And I would take Quickie and the King Henrik.
And Henry. So you got he's five.
I think he's five. And then Varlamov from the Avalanche. And I did not pick a third goaltender. I just didn't know who to pick. So
okay. Well, all right.
I didn't pick a third. I was working on this, and I'm like, it didn't come up. And I figured, why get hate email why not just not pick him?
Good thinking.
Yeah, coach's decision.
You're learning.
Now, look at these bench bosses here now.
Wow.
You got Joel Quenneville, two cups. Nothing wrong.
Hard to argue with that.
Patrick Waugh.
For his first, was this his first season?
First season.
He did pretty darn good.
Pretty darn good.
He was feisty on the bench too.
Yeah, he took a non-playoff team and took him. I mean, you know, was a Matt Cook cheap shot away from moving on.
Yeah.
And and doing very, very well.
A great job.
And then of course,
your best buddy,
the great Lindy Ruff,
your favorite.
Yeah, he's the best.
I like that guy.
I could take 12 guys you never – I could take 18 guys you never heard of, and Lindy Ruff would give this team a fight.
Yeah, I like him. He's cool, man. He's the best.
Now, you're saying, who would win out of the Central and the Pacific? Who would win? I honestly would pick the Central.
Would you really? Because I'm going Pacific.
Now we have debate. Because you know what? Because I think they got better goaltending. But I may even start Varlamov over Crawford. But Quick's still better. Quick is still better.
Oh, you got to start Quick.
I think your top two forwards lines are better than my top two forward lines because I wouldn't know.
Let me look. I don't know, man. You got a good. I mean. Your first line is just Sharp, Taves, and Kane.
Yeah, no, exactly. And so that bounces out with Kopitar, Browning. That goes against your Kopitar, Brown, and Gabrick. We saw that beautiful hockey feeling appearance. I don't have an answer for Getzlaf, Perry, and Carter.
That's
better in my lines. But here's what I say though, I'll take Seabrook, Keith, Weber. I like my defense better than your defense, and that's why I'm picking. That's why I'm picking the Central. I don't not like your defense. I picked
them. I know you did. You know what, though? You're right. I mean, that's a pretty good. I think it's a little more solid, but
it's a little bit more physical.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more physical. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm not you, but I think people in general, he plays in Nashville, you don't see him that often. Shea Weber's a beast.
He's pretty tough. Yeah,
yeah, you know,
but your best defenseman's still Doughty.
Yeah, it is. I like the continuity of the Chicago guys. I like Suter and Weber together, and it's close. Because to me, both of these teams are better. That's why the West is better than the East.
I agree with that totally. Who do you think would win in the Metro and Atlantic? Did we already say that?
Yeah, we did that.
I go Atlantic.
I said the Atlantic. Yeah. So then to me, the Central beats the Atlantic, but to me, the Pacific beats the Atlantic too. The West is just better. The West is just better.
Yeah. And do you think that continues? It's going to continue if.
Yes, because this is pretty up. This is completely up to date. That's another reason why I didn't want to do it originally, because the free. Jesus, excuse me. I need a cough button. Because this is the up-to-date. Because if we would have done it in June, it wouldn't have gone through all the free agency and all the pickups.
It's good to do it now.
This is pretty much who's going to camp.
Yep. Well, you know what? You did a great job. I mean, that's a lot of work, actually. And
for someone who types with one finger, it is.
Oh, you too, huh?
Yeah. I thought of it pretty. I just had to go back through and make sure there wasn't someone like on the Arizona or, I got the Calgary guys in there. I got the.
Now, how many? We only got one Minnesota Wild in there, though.
Oh, well, no. Well,
we get two. What did we get?
No, maybe only got one. Yeah, we just got Parisi.
Yeah, because we get a lot of heat from the Wild fans saying that we don't give them props.
I think the only team we didn't get anybody from is Edmonton. I didn't go for any of those young guys.
Yeah, and that's what they got. They got some good young guys.
I'll take Nail Yakupov just for his name.
Yeah,
or Ted Nugent Hopkins and those cats. But you know what? It's no crime not to make a team. I mean, David Backes didn't make the team.
Yeah, that says a lot.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, it's no crime. Yeah. It's no crime. Well, that wraps up that portion.
Cool, man. I liked
thank
that.
You. Yeah, you always love the fun. You always love
who
the.
Who was the fan that came up? Do we remember?
I will mention. We'll mention. I just didn't look him up this morning. because he did it. I will say his name. I guess I can look up on my new fancy it's called an iPad.
Yeah.
I guess I could do it now. We'll do it next show.
Okay.
We'll do it next show because we want to bring in our lovely new producer, Maria.
Yeah, let's bring Maria over because we got to meet her.
Yeah, we got to meet her. Hey, look. Hey, Maria.
Hey, Maria. Hey. First of all, love your hair.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And dress. They're very dressed up.
She's got a cool look.
Cool look, yeah. Where are you from, Maria?
Originally Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So she knows hockey.
Yeah, she knows hockey. Do you have brothers and sisters?
No, I'm an only child. Oh. But my boyfriend follows the Bruins religiously.
Right on. Well, bring him in here.
Yeah. I'll try.
Yeah, we need guests.
Yeah.
He's probably a big fan because Boston fans are the best for hockey.
Yeah, they're fans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we're like that for everything.
Right.
That's true, too. Yeah.
All
yeah.
in.
Yeah, right. They are. You know, when I did a show on Kiss Boston, you know Kiss
yeah.
Boston? Yeah. And I filled in for a week in the morning there.
And I had that story.
Well, you know, well, I did Bikini Day in Boston.
Yeah.
If anybody came down, they got a free T-shirt and a bikini.
Yeah.
It was like 40 below. And then we did the Bean Pot. Tournament yep. was going on. So I had all the guys on from the two different schools. They almost got in a fight in the studio. It was crazy. And then we went to the game, and Jamie Masada, you know, who owns the Laugh Factory out here, was with me. He was my sidekick on the show. And he has that crazy foreign accent. Buddy, what is the – he kept calling it the pot of beans. What is the pot of beans? So we go to the game, and everyone was yelling, pot of beans. Me and Jamie. But Boston's a great hockey town.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we had Fritz on. Were you here when we had Greg Fitzsimmons on?
Yes.
Remember when he was talking about refereeing in Boston, and he would referee like minor league or even like intramural games? He had to keep a knife in his pocket.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, they've banned so many parents for fighting each other instead of the kids fighting.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic.
Parents go nutty there.
So and then they say you. So that's great. So you like hockey?
Yeah.
Right on.
Oh,
you're
cool.
The perfect producer. No, then.
We love you.
Perfect. And pardon me because I say chicken broad sometimes.
That's fine.
You're gonna hear like condescending words about hockey players, but never bad words. But
no,
just, I don't want the ERA or whatever to don't protest us.
I don't. Okay, yes, please.
The skirts, we call them skirts.
Skirts, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So and then did you just move to LA or?
I moved to LA about a year ago, and I had an internship for a while, and then I just got this job.
Oh, right. So cool.
Where did you intern at?
I interned at the NPR show Bullseye with Jesse Thorne.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm sure my wife knows what that is.
What's your background in general? Where?
Oh, well, I went to Emerson College in Boston.
Oh, so did Bill Burr and his wife and all our buddies.
Great college.
I know lots of Emerson people. Smart. Yeah. She's smart.
You got to be smart.
Yeah.
Maybe this won't work.
Yeah.
We're a couple knuckleheads, but you know.
Yeah. I can't really spell Emerson.
Yeah, but that is. Do they have a team? I wonder.
Yeah, I bet they do.
We have a hockey team.
Do you?
We were terrible my freshman year. We lost to Berkeley 13-1.
Wow.
Yeah.
To Berkeley.
To Berkeley. Berkeley College of Music.
Oh, wow.
Oh, jeez.
That's really bad.
Yeah.
I think we've gotten better, but I don't know because most of the kids at Emerson who don't play sports don't care about any of the sports.
Yeah, it's a very
at
it's
Berkeley, the goalie's got a stand up bass.
Yeah. That's what he uses. Yeah.
The drummer.
Yeah. Well, that's a good background. Then you're a very smart person. And do you like LA?
I do. I love LA.
Uh-huh. So you're adjusting.
I'm adjusting well.
Enjoying that.
Yeah.
Okay. You miss home at all?
I do miss home. I'll probably miss it more once the weather doesn't change at all for the next 6 months.
Yeah, you're not going to miss it in January.
Yeah, no, that's when you don't miss it, is when it doesn't change. Yeah. When you're like, then you go home and you're like, why would anyone live here? I mean, the food's great. There's actual culture, but God, it's cold.
Yeah, that's the best.
You know?
Well, so do you like all the teams, like Patriots and Celtics and everything?
I'm more Red Sox and Bruins.
Uh-huh.
Basketball, not as interesting.
Not so much.
Football, I just find hard to follow because I never learned it when I was in high school. So I have to have everyone explain it to me when we watch games, and then it just becomes annoying.
But you get baseball.
I get baseball, and I get hockey.
You can't. Right. I don't think you can be from above Stamford, Connecticut, and not be a Red Sox. Like,
no,
Red Sox.
No, you have to.
That's like. I mean,
that's the law.
I mean, even my wife hates baseball, but like the Red Sox, you know, should jump in front of a, you know, Carl Yastrzemski should jump in front of a truck for
you. Got to do it. Yeah.
I just got my father-in-law. It was his belated Father's Day gift. I got him like third row seats. He went yesterday.
Sweet.
Yeah,
nice.
I was like the Matt, not Matt Damon, the other guy. Like his seats.
Oh, Ben Affleck.
Yeah, like the Ben Affleck seats. He's like, these seats are great. They're terrible. Like, well, next year they'll be good. Like the Red Sox win now every other. Used to be for like 100 years they were, it's me. Now it's like every two years.
Now they're pretty good.
Every 2 years they win.
But this year they're struggling a little. But you know, I was talking to Jay Johnstone, who you'll see coming up next. That's our baseball show. Jay was talking about learning how to field balls off the Green Monster. That the opposing players have to go in before the game and learn how to play that wall. And the coach hits off the wall and they practice seeing where it goes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's a tricky stadium. But it's got to be the coolest part.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah.
It's great.
Hey, did they do an outdoor game at Fenway?
Yes.
The second
or third one.
Yeah?
Yeah. The third one.
That must have been awesome. Because Fenway's so small, you're right there.
You're right there.
That's why I wanted them to do it at Pac Bell, the one. We're going to go to that one.
I got to go to one, man.
We're going to make it happen. We got Maria now, so the ratings are through the roof.
Oh, they're going to go right up.
They'll easily put us.
You have an Emerson grad running
private,
the show.
Private jet.
We're going right
private
up.
Private jetting to SJO.
They'll jet us in.
SJO.
You know, and they had my favorite was the one in my hometown, of course, in Ann Arbor, Michigan,
right.
Because they had it at the Big House, which is the biggest stadium in the country.
Yeah.
So to have 105,000 watching a hockey game, that's cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I love those outdoor games. And the one out here was cool at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the game wasn't a great game. Kings had kind of an off night, but it was just so awesome to see Dodger Stadium in that beautiful weather. And
we saw the Kings. I went to so many games this year where the Kings looked terrible, and then they won the Cup. It's like they couldn't score. We were here like weeks on end. Maria just like, what's wrong with the Kings? They can't score.
Yeah.
Like literally, they couldn't score. And then they won the Cup.
There,
it's
were
a
just
funny game. That's why they played on ice. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, and, welcome aboard, Maria.
Thanks for working with us and us guys.
Yeah,
and we'll try to make it easy.
If
on
we're
you.
Reaching for a word, we'll come to you. Which is quite awesome.
And you can help me with my daughter's homework. I couldn't even help my daughter with her homework this week. I know I joke about it, but I literally couldn't. The math is.
Oh, forget
that,
it.
That ship sailed in third grade.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to do my act, but
how is the princess?
She's doing okay. She says hello. She loves Frey.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah, she loves Frey.
How's her basketball?
She's doing good.
I'm trying to get her
in a fall league, actually, because I don't want her skills to diminish.
No, she's got
skills.
They
all play in the summer. I mean, they all play in the summer and the fall and the like November, December it starts up. But you know, kids, they eat and then she sits around. It's like, you know, I want her to keep her moving. Keep running.
Yeah, she's got skills.
You got skills. Well, this has been a fantastic show.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the picks, and you did a good job on the picks, man. You're the guy to do it. You really know all the players.
I try not to piss anybody off. I put Giroux on there.
Put a little bit of, you put someone on. We even got one player in from the Wild, so they can't.
The Wild.
And you got a Parisi in there.
Everyone's represented.
And I think your picks are pretty right on.
Thank you.
You know, there's a couple.
I got the Red Wings on. I got everybody on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Except I think Edmonton.
Man, it'd be cool if they had all-star, conference-to-conference all-star games, you know, instead of just, I mean, if they had between the
the smaller ones. So more guys get to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it all in the summer. I will be, because we're running out of time here.
Right.
Maria runs a tight ship.
She does. Let's quickly.
I will be at the Old Purple Onion. It's now called Doc's Place. Saturday, September 27th in San Francisco.
Classic Club.
Classic Club. Big show. Please come out.
Lenny Bruce played there.
I want to pack it out. And then Captain is always on KLOS. Any other big shows?
Well, not this week, but I'm at the usual haunts. I'm at the Laugh Factory Friday night, Comedy Store Monday night, and those are always fun. I'm at the Canyon Club. You got to come out and do the Canyon Club.
I would love to.
Out in Agoura.
Please invite me. And then always 95.5 KLOS, the mothership. It's hilarious. Every 4 to 8, you're driving around Sunday, coming home from a picnic. He's Fraser Smith. He's the best.
Thank you, Mike.
So thanks for listening to Puck Off.
Joe Bartnick, thank you. That is it for Puck Off. Good night. Good afternoon. Whatever.